This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. President Draupadi Murmu will confer National Sports Awards 2024 at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. World chess champion D. Gukesh, double medalist in Paris Olympics Manu Bhakar, Indian hockey team captain Harmanpreet Singh and gold medalist in Paris Paralympics Praveen Kumar will be presented Major Dhyan Chand Khel Ratna Award. The award is given for the spectacular and most outstanding performance in the field of sports by a sportsperson over the period of the previous 4 years. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Bharat Mobility Global Expo 2025, the largest mobility expo in India, at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The theme of this expo is Beyond Boundaries, Co-creating Future Automotive Value Chain. The vision aims to foster collaboration and innovation across the automotive and mobility sector, emphasizing sustainable and cutting-edge technological advancements. The government has announced the setting up of the 8th pay commission for the central government employees and pensioners. An announcement in this regard was made by the Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw in New Delhi. The minister said the appointment of chairman and 2 members of the commission will be made soon. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the decision on the 8th pay commission will improve quality of life and give a boost to consumption. The decision will benefit more than 45 lakh central government employees and more than 68 lakh pensioners. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will be on a 3-day visit to Lakshadweep from today. This will be his maiden visit to the Union Territory since assuming office. During his visit, Mr. Dhankar is scheduled to attend a public function and inaugurate various public projects. He will also interact with members of self-help groups and beneficiaries. Union Cabinet has approved the establishment of the third launch pad TLP at Satish Dhawan Space Center of ISRO at Sriharikota, Andhra Pradesh. The TLP project envisages the establishment of the launch infrastructure at Sriharikota for the next generation launch vehicles of ISRO and also to support as standby launch pad for the second launch pad there. It will also enhance the launch capacity for future Indian human space flight missions. The QS World Future Skills Index has ranked India second for digital skills, ahead of Canada and Germany. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed happiness over this achievement. He said, over the last decade, the government has worked on strengthening the country's youth by equipping them with skills that enable them to become self-reliant and create wealth. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has held a telephonic conversation with the UK Secretary of State for Defence, John Healey. The two ministers discussed the ongoing defence cooperation issues and emphasised the need to maintain the momentum in bilateral relations. They also reviewed the progress made between the two countries in niche defence technology areas such as electric propulsion and jet engines. President of Singapore, Tharman Shanmugaratnam, President of Singapore, Tharman Shanmugaratnam, held wide-ranging discussions with President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi last evening. The talks focused on further strengthening the comprehensive strategic partnership between India and Singapore. President Murmu highlighted that Singapore is a key pillar of India's Act East policy and its vision for the Indo-Pacific. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also met with the President Shanmugaratnam, where they extensively reviewed the bilateral partnership and exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. The Indian Space Research Organization achieved a historic milestone yesterday after successful space docking of its 2 satellites named Chaser and Target under the SpaceX mission. After the stupendous success of the indigenously developed Bharatiya docking system by ISRO, India has become the 4th country to use this technology after the USA, Russia and China. In view of the improvement in air quality, the Commission for Air Quality Management has revoked the Stage 4 of Graded Response Action Plan, GRAP, across the National Capital Region with immediate effect. The decision has been taken by the Subcommittee on GRAP after reviewing the situation in its meeting held yesterday. In the Kho Kho World Cup 2025, both the India men's and women's teams performed exceptionally well in their group stage matches to secure spots in the quarterfinals. Each team also clinched the top position in their respective groups. In badminton, ace shuttler PV Sindhu will take on Gregoria Mariska Tunjung of Indonesia in the women's singles quarterfinal of the India Open in New Delhi today. In men's singles, Indian shuttler Kiran George will face Wang Hongyang of China in the quarterfinal of men's singles event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.